You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Norma, good morning. Hey. What are you up to today?
Hey, girl.
Good morning. Nothing, paying bills. Yay.
Yeah, what's your biggest bill that you've paid today?
Well, a lot of them are set up on auto pay, but doctor bills are the ones I'm paying today.
Yuck.
I know, right?
Did you have a procedure done or something?
My kids like to be adventurous and hurt themselves continuously.
Kids are the worst.
So what was the latest injury?
The latest injury. My daughter got hit with a soccer ball to the face, and she's telling me she couldn't see. And my husband, a few years ago, had the same thing, and he had a retina detached. So I freaked out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That sounds horrific.
We took her in. Everything's fine. Nothing wrong.
Oh, so she could see just fine?
That's the bill. Yeah, she's great now.
So what does? How much does a soccer ball to the face cost you then? How much was that?
Let me think. It was $300, I think it was, because it wasn't emergency. I think it was urgent care, so that was a little deal
Man.
For me.
Just for them to say, yeah, she's fine.
She's fine.
No, they guilted me, because then she was like, Mom, I'm better now, like, while we're waiting. And they're like, Mom, you know, it's your vision. You should probably stay. So we stayed, and then we got the bill, so... It's all right. Life is good.
So
life
they talked you into staying.
They did. I felt like such a sucker. I feel like a sucker now, but I like to do.
And then
I
they
like
pulled you in that little room, and they're like, yeah, she's fine. You could have left.
Whoa, and they said, would you like to see your bill now? Yes.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, I can't see. Oh, my God. What's going on?
Right. Oh, that's funny, Norma. You funny.
Man, oh, man.
If it would only pay the bills, that would help, right? But not today.
What do you do for a living to make that money?
Well, I have these three little meeting people all the time that need something at all moments of the day. So I'm a stay-at-home mom, but sometimes I do, like, the delivery stuff on the side to help pay for these bills. But yeah,
you do what on the side? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. You do what on the side?
Like the Uber stuff and HelloFresh.
Oh, like delivery and
sure,
stuff, too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it gets you out
I'm
of the house.
I'm that person that waves to you at your doorbell, like, have a good day. And if I could dance, I'd probably dance my way down your driveway. But
I like to leave snacks and stuff for my delivery drivers. Does anybody leave you snacks or nice little trinkets or anything?
I would say 1 in 50, maybe even 1 out of 100.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's a bummer. I feel like you
what
should
always
leave
What would you like for them
something.
To leave for you? If you could pick anything, what would you like to see left on the front porch
Stack
for
of hundos?
Pringles. I don't know what it is, but those Pringles, they hit the spot.
You can get one of those little mini Pringles things, too. It's like a one-third can or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Those are the ones that I like. Ooh.
What's your Pringles flavor that you go to?
All of the above. They have spicy ones now. Ooh, it matches my personality. I love the spicy.
I love you so much. I love the pickle ones. The pickle Pringles are killer.
Really? I've not tried them. I've tried the pickle, what do they call it, sunflower seeds?
Yeah. Let me tell you the Pringles hack, too, if you're trying to eat somewhat healthy and you want cottage cheese. Break up the sour cream and onion Pringles into cottage cheese. Just smash them up and stir them in. And
sounds like a pro
together.
Tip to me.
It's a chip pro tip. It's so good, Norma.
I will have to try it.
All right.
I'm not a big cottage cheese fan, so I might just smash the Pringles.
That's the thing. It makes it more palatable. It makes it easier to go down.
Maybe there was some ranch.
There was some comic the other day. It might have been a TikTok video. Some stand-up comic. He was talking about how what most people don't know is that the Pringles company started as a company to make containers for tennis balls. And that they just switched over.
It's iconic now. You know that once you pop, you can't stop.
It's true. That is crazy.
It was just a joke.
Oh, you were joking.
It was a comedian. It was a comic. He's talking about Pringles. They started out making holders, you know, tennis ball cans, and then
going.
They switched
you
over.
Had me going.
Yeah.
All
right, this is ridiculous. Let's play some rattle off, Norma, sweet Norma. We will say the people are on hold. If Norma gets it, don't hang up because we still will want to visit with you. But Norma, let's see how you do. 10 seconds.
I'm gonna tell the people waiting. You're gonna win. I'm stuck at these things, but I thought I'd call anyway. So here we go.
Well, do you even want to play?
Absolutely.
You still want to play, even though you suck at these things, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I mean, who doesn't want $50 in Denver Nuggets gear? Come on.
All right. Give her five things that you wouldn't want to get hit in the face with.
Oh, this is for real, five things?
No.
I don't care. All right, five things that you wouldn't want to get hit in the face with.
Here we go.
In 10 seconds, Norma. Ready and go.
Basketball, soccer ball, baseball, softball, tennis ball, my mama's hand.
Mama's hand. So ridiculous, but you're a winner.
Go, Norma. Go, Norma.
Go me, hey.
Hey. Norma's unstoppable.
Let's go.
Yeah, just a reminder, Jean and Christine, don't hang up.
Well, Jean, you can hang up.
Christine, it's rambling, Jean. No. Never mind.
It's rambling, Jean. Jean, we'll talk to you in a few more days.
Jean, you can go.
You got to hang up. Norma, you could not be more delightful. If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Ooh, thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day and stay away from all those balls.
Boy, oh boy.
Put that on a t-shirt, Norma. That's what you need to do. Put that on a t-shirt.
Thanks, Norma.
Oh, Christine. What are you up to today?
Just hanging up on us.
That good,
oh,
huh?
There you are. You were on mute.
What are you doing today?
I have a listing I'm prepping to hit the market. So we've got a bunch of stuff that we need to clear out of it before we can take pictures.
Make that money.
What's the list price going to be?
$870.
Wow.
So one bedroom, one bath, you're saying. Okay.
Pretty close.
Yeah, tiny place.
What neighborhood, what area?
No, it's actually in Castle Rock. It's a large single family home, 5 bed, 5 bath.
That's pretty nice. What's your commish on that?
2.8.
3.2 on the listing side. So do the math on that one.
You do it. How much are you gonna get?
It's like $27,000.
Hold on a second. Let's assume that it goes for a full price. He said 870.
Yep.
Times 3.2%. Yeah, she knows. $27,840.
There you go. You know. Yeah. You know your commish.
Yeah. The broker gets his chunk too, so it ends up.
Do you ever forget checks at the title company? I have a buddy that's a realtor, and he's like, I went in to collect a check, and she's like, oh, you got like three of them sitting here. He's like, what? She's like, yeah, you forgot to pick these up. And he's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he walked out of the title company with $90,000 in his pocket or something. Yeah. It's like, how do you forget checks just laying around worth thousands of dollars?
He must be doing really well.
He's really good. We call him T-Money. His name is Tyson, and I call him T-Money because he's a good realtor.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. How long you been at it?
7 years.
All right.
You like it?
You got a mailing list going right now?
I have, all my clients get a little dump in the mail every month, and then in my little neighborhood I send out things.
Super annoying.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I do like American flags over 4th of July. My whole neighborhood gets hit with those. Yeah, super annoying.
With your business card attached.
I've got one of those
them.
In my neighborhood too that does the flags and the she's taking over like the Easter egg hunt, and I don't know. She showed up at somebody's funeral once.
Great.
Yeah.
I just found out recently you can't advertise on an American flag. So I don't think I'll be doing that this year. In some other state, some realtor got called out for sticking her business card to a flag, and she had to apologize to the public for doing that.
Even on the stick? I mean, I can see if you stapled it to the flag, but...
Sure. Yeah, and that mine's just right on the stick, but I'm like, I don't want to risk getting in the media for doing something.
Don't risk it. Go back to the
I'm not going to do that this year.
Go back to the little door hangy with the notepad with your picture up top.
Exactly. Yep.
So on your profile picture for your real estate job, you don't have your hand anywhere near your face, do you?
My Facebook profile picture, who does?
No, Christine, get that off of there.
Arms are crossed. That's the other.
No, that's
another,
a realtor photo, too.
That's
and
a
then
strength
the other class
pose.
Realtor one is them on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get those reshot.
Just do a regular pose. You don't have to have your arms crossed like a realtor.
Yeah, do something
or
funny.
Or on the phone.
Do something just funny that's memorable. Get on like a teeter-totter or something.
Get some candid shot where you're not even posed. You're like talking to somebody and you're laughing or whatever. I mean, do that.
Or if you're like on the toilet and somebody opens the door and surprises you.
Yeah, and you go like,
snap.
That's my profile.
I'm telling you, you would be memorable.
Yep, yeah, I see ones where realtors are sitting on a kitchen counter. Yeah.
No. Realtors make the worst photos, and if they would stop doing that, they would really stand out, because right now they all look kind of dumb.
Well, mine definitely looks like me, not some where it's like you see them in person, and it was their picture of 20 years ago, and you're like, holy cow, that's not you on that picture.
You should text us your picture when we're done here. It's the same phone number that you called, but text us some of your real estate shots. And
that
we can
one with the
them.
Arms crossed or your hands by your face, and we will critique them. But you got to go with just some candid, fun shot, Christine. Trust us.
A picture of you at the bank cashing that commish check.
The three that I forgot at Title.
Yeah. How about you out buying a new Gucci purse or something?
It's just like you sitting on the fender of a Brinks truck.
Yeah,
or something
there you
like
go.
That.
Perfect.
You know?
Cool.
Oh, you're a delight, Christine. Well, good luck. How long do you expect that house to be on the market? About a day and a half?
Yeah, it's actually getting a little picked up. It was slow, I think, at the beginning of the year, but now things are really heating up. Hey. And people are accepting that the interest rates are what they are, and
they're still getting bid up. A house two doors down from me was bid up like $80,000 this past week. So people are still like throwing cash. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
you might be up to $29,000, $30,000 before you know it, Christine.
Yeah, if we can get up to 9, that would be great.
Man, that's so cool. Good for you.
All right, send us your photo. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys too.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Our listeners are so cool.